Mrs. Lowell's but a good big gives weekend, and her weekends are not a success. But she asks you so often, you finally soften and end by answering yes. When I left in Mrs. Lowell's but a good big, the letter I wrote was polite, but it would have been bliss if I dared write her this, the letter I wanted to write. Thank you so much, Mrs. Lowell, for a good day. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for that infinite weekend with you. Thank you a lot, Mrs. Lowell, for a good day. Thank you a lot. And don't be surprised if you suddenly should be quietly shocked, for the clinging perfume of that damn room, for those cocktails so hot and the bath that was not, for those guests so amusing and mentally bracing who talked about racing and racing and racing, for the ptomaine I got from your famous tin salmon, for the fortune I lost when you taught me backgammon, for those mornings I spent with your dear but deaf mother, for those evenings I passed with that bounder, your brother, and for making me swear to myself there and then never to go for a weekend again. Thank you so much, Mrs. Lowell, for a good day. Thank you so much.